And so, as we've heard, we have entered the season of presidential exploratory committees. But what are they exactly? Well, Ron Elving is here to explain. He's our senior Washington editor. Ron, what is an exploratory committee exactly?
Technically, Melissa, it's a legal entity that you have to set up under federal law if you're going to spend more than $5,000 running for president or thinking about it. Now, the important difference from a real committee for a real candidate is that the money you raise and spend in an exploratory phase is not subject to the same disclosure requirements if you never actually run. But if you do run, then you must disclose.
And who would be on these committees?
Well, it can be just a couple of friends and some lawyers. It can be actually technically nobody at all. Or it can be some of the biggest, most important names in America. If you go back to George W. Bush approximately 8 years ago, he was recruiting people like George Shultz, former Secretary of State. So it can be very important and impressive people, or it can just be a legal shell.
So it could be to show you have some heft as a candidate.
Absolutely.
Does an exploratory committee actually do some exploring? I mean, is part of the mission going out there, sounding out the prospect, seeing whether you have some viability?
Possibly it could, and there might actually have been some cases where that happened, but, you know, that's not what it's really all about. Most of the time, it's really a device for attracting interest for the candidate while preserving at least a little bit of mystery. In fact, you could call it part of the Dance of the Seven Veils. Number one, you've got the veil of testing the waters, where the candidates go to New Hampshire and Iowa, but they say it's just a coincidence that they're there. And then you've got number two, you announce your intention of forming an exploratory committee because you want to get on the short list and people might notice and you can get out a news release on that. And number three, you actually form an exploratory committee and you actually register with the FEC. Then you've got an optional veil here for number four, which is very popular. You go to Larry King Live or another show like it and you say you're really thinking that you're hearing the call. Then the next thing you do is you announce that you are striking the exploratory from the title of the committee you've already formed. And then you formally announce your candidacy with your family at your side. And then all you need to do at that point is swear that you are not interested in the vice presidency.
Or maybe you say, I just don't have the fire in the belly. And you get out altogether.
You can do that. Dan Quayle in 1999 announced in four different states and then didn't run.
NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.